I'm going to record this part.
Okay, single stroke exercise. So what it is, it's right, left, four times. Okay, so put a bass drum at the beginning. Then you switch to eighth mode with your right hand. Because if you started with your right, you continue with your right. So the second part is.
Okay. All right.
So right, yeah. Keep the bass drum going.
Okay. See that? Okay. So it's right, left, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Two, 3, 4, keep going, then, those are 16 notes.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to 8 notes. So you go, watch, I'll do it.
I'll start with the 70s, man.
I just use like I use.
I hear you, man. Well, so yeah, it's one of those things. This is my rudiments, man. Rudiments. It's, you know, playing and jamming. I mean, I can, you know, fill in, but when it's, you know.
Yeah, rudiments, you know, and stuff. Yeah, that's always harder, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But rudiments are good because the rudiments help.
Like, well, yeah.
Like, for instance, like a shuffle. If you want to do a great shuffle, it's about controlling the left hand, and it's about squeezing. Like, when you're doing a shuffle, you use your fingers.
Yeah. No, I'll do it this.
You can do it like that. So, what do
So it's too tight. Yeah, I think I know why I'm getting so tweaked. I'm holding it too tight. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not doing enough bounce. I'm doing everything with.
We'll try this one, okay? Here's a good one.
Okay.
I'll come over here. Okay, so this is an exercise for playing that way. If you want to learn how to control your left hand, okay? You do it, it's a thumb roll, okay? It's like this. Push everything with your thumb.
Okay.
I'm just pushing with my thumb. You should be able to control it this way. I almost have no pressure there. So what I'm doing is I'm pushing down with my thumb. No, but I'm pushing down with my thumb.
Pushing, yeah, so maybe that's...
I'm putting myself in a position like this. I'm pushing the thumb. See how I'm pushing? Look at my thumb. See how it's pushing? It pushes down.
Yeah.
Okay. That would get your grip to the place you want it.
Yeah.
And if you can do that with your thumb, all those guys, they can do that. They have control over that. What they do is they push down, they push back up with this finger.
Okay.
They're just going back and forth between the thumb and between that finger.
Okay.
So that's the trick. Okay. So you got to learn to actually hold it quite loose.
Yeah. And
figure out a way in which to balance it. I had a guy. This guy taught me. Okay. He used to, his thumb would go like that while he was playing. Jeez. It was amazing. I said, "How the hell do you do that?" His thumb would go like that, and he'd be going. With one thumb, like nothing else is moving. His whole hand wasn't moving.
Okay. So it's not the wrist at all.
No. It's a combination.
Yeah, it's always
a combination. Okay.
Yeah.
So watch. Like for instance, we learn to play with our wrists. Mm-hmm. Wrists are the most important thing. But the thing is, when we start doing, we engage a little bit of the arm, because arm gives us power.
Yeah.
The wrist gives us speed,
yeah,
and the fingers give us speed, but the arm gives us power. Mm-hmm. When I'm playing like this, see how my arm's moving? And also what that does, because I'm doing this, I'm using two different muscle groups rather than one. So I'm able to do this for a longer period of time. Records like guys were doing that without knowing what they were doing.
Uh-huh.
And Ringo was doing this.
Yeah.
But he's doing almost the same thing.
Okay, because
it's helping him keep the groove,
kind of the
and
swing.
It's helping him. Well, let's face it. If you're playing like this, you're getting different sounds.
Yes, you get more. Yes.
So you have two consistent sounds, but two different sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you hit this way, you get a sound. This way, you get a little bit different. They're not that noticeable, but in a swing, for me, that's a hell of a lot hipper than this.
Yeah.
That looks good. It's a lot hipper. It's got more swing to it. It's got more elasticity to
the
beat. So that's it. So it's all about elasticity, eh?
Thank you.
this one is, it consists of a flat. It's a, they call it the Blushta.
Okay.
And it's Tony Williams. Who was my favorite drummer, jazz drummer, jazz fusion rock drummer.
Okay.
Okay. He died too young. He went in for a standard operation and died on the operating table. His heart gave way. That was it. He died. So it was really a shame. So anyway, he invented many things, and one of them was the blush dot. So I'm doing a flam.
Okay.
Left, right.
Right.
Left, right.
So basically, your right's on the tom. Okay. Yeah.
And then you're just doing tune strokes with your right hand.
Okay.
And then to the left.
Okay.
The accent are on the left hand.
Yeah.
Notch. Okay, so it sounds like this. If I were to take away the right hand, I'm going to do it, and I'll take away the right hand.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is a triplet. hold on.
Okay, play that. Play that. You got it. Okay, so play that. Play it. I'll count it.
Okay. That's in 16th.
That's in 16th.
Okay.
The triplets now is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's this. Okay, so remember that is.
Yes. The waltz. I always go back to the waltz for
exactly.
It three times.
Exactly. Okay. Whatever
way
you can remember it.
Yeah.
Try doing it with your finger, thumb on top, like this.
Okay.
A little bit, you know, like a bit of an angle, but try to keep your thumb on top.
Okay. Ah, okay.
Yeah. Just pull up.
Uh-huh, okay. I've been playing like the thumb on top.
Oh,
okay.
You play like that?
Yeah.
By the way, that's totally what you're doing there. Okay, wait a minute, you like this? You're pulling up this far in front?
You're
pulling up this far?
Okay,
you have no, if you're doing molar, okay, if you go out here, okay, it's like bouncing a ball.
Yeah.
Molar is bouncing a ball.
Okay.
I'm just talking about molar now.
Yeah.
Okay. Molar, imagine you have a ball in your hand and you want to throw it and you want it to bounce back to you.
Right.
Okay? If you do this, it's not going to bounce back to you.
Right, okay.
If you do this, you have to throw it in the right place where it's going to bounce back. So, if you're going out too far this way, it's going to bounce over there.
Okay.
It's not going to bounce over here. So, you're bouncing a ball. So, you want to bounce it to you.
Yeah.
You got to keep your hands in. That's right. You don't want to ever go further than, let's say, over here.
Okay.
Never, unless you're going over there or something. But if you're playing on a snare drum, your hand should be here.
Okay.
It shouldn't be here.
Okay.
This is wrong. They should
yeah.
be here.
Yeah.
You're getting way more. You're going to get way more action for your money.
Okay.
You're going to get way more. You're going to get 30% more action.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're playing out here, you're not getting anything. There's nothing. Out there. And one bounce. You know, when we use bounce. Bounce has to be projected. It has to come back to something. You want it to. You know. You understand what I mean?
You have to have enough energy for it to bounce back to?
No.
Okay.
You want to be throwing it in the right direction.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
If you're throwing a ball like this, okay, your hand's out here. You have no... What can you do out here? What are you doing out here? What? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Play me a single stroke roll out here. Put your hands out here and play me a straight roll. This is total, waste of energy. You're wasting your energy, in other words, I'm saying.
Okay.
You gotta keep your hands the way it should shape. Like you're cutting up. That's it. You're cutting a piece of pie, and that's where your hands stay. Your hands stay there. They don't go outside. They don't go outside there. They stay there. And that's where you're gonna get more. The only time you're gonna go from there is that you're gonna go. Is if you're going on the drum, the tom.
Okay, going around.
Anyway, that's a concept too, because this is the way to go to a floor tom. The easiest way to go to a floor tom is this.
Okay.
You don't have to do this. Go like that.
Right.
If you're going, a good way to practice it is. pivoting. Your hands, your motion is a pivot. Mm-hmm. When you're going around the drums, you're pivoting.
Right.
Back and forth. Okay. You don't try to make as little movement as you have to. Because mm-hmm. The moment you're making a lot more movement. I've seen guys though do incredible things, of course. With practice, you can go from here to a tom that's over there. I've seen, what's his name do it? It's amazing. Who's the guy there? He used to play with the Who. He played with...
Oh, Keith Moon? No.
No. He played after.
Oh.
But it's not the new guy. He played with everybody. Shit, he played with... what's his name?
What are the bands?
He also played with Toto. He recently has been playing with Toto, producing Toto. He plays a little like Billy Cobham style. I mean, he played a lot with...
I have a Billy Cobham...
He played a lot with Jan Hammer and who's the guitar player? The guy... The guy who played with Rod Stewart?
Oh, no, I'm...
Jeff Beck.
Well, the guitarist Jeff Beck? Why don't we...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy used to play with Jeff Beck.
Okay.
Anyway, I've seen him do things where he'll go like, he'll play like from this tom, and he'll move his hands right over to that tom over there, and then he'll come back here, and like, he'll do rolls.
Okay.
Like, it's amazing for that.
And quick to make the roll.
He must have practiced a lot, like, to get that. Like, he makes these huge stretches, you know, and he makes them all the time, you know? It's like huge shit.
I'll have to see a drummer for Jeff Beck.